The Navajo Nation is struggling with a problem, and here are two numbers that put it into perspective. 1,200 Navajo kids cycle through foster care each year, and there are only about 24 licensed foster homes on the reservation. Laurel Morales of member station KJZZ reports.
When her doorbell rings at 2 a.m., Vallis Martinez isn't as worried as you may think. It happens all the time. She opens the door and welcomes the child. No bag, no toothbrush, just the clothes on his back and a sad story. Mom or dad were driving drunk, parents were cooking meth, or hurting each other.
They're scared. Some are in tears, screaming, no, take me home.
But Martinez opens her arms.
I said, I'm here, there's a roof here, place a warm place to sleep. Let mom settle down, dad settle down.
Martinez has had as many as 16 foster children at one time in her tiny home. When the children arrive, they don't want to talk, but she shares with them her own story of abuse, and they usually open up.
I had a foster child that came back and sat down. And took all the clothes he bought me. My mom burned it. She came back with rags.
How do all these stories not break your heart?
It's where you have to make yourself strong. Not to wipe your tears in front of them.
There's so many kids, and the system cannot keep up.
Elsie Elfi is a foster home licensing specialist on the Navajo Nation.
It used to be just alcohol, and then about 15 years ago, I started hearing about meth, and that has completely destroyed families.
Elfi has the giant task of finding a safe home for those kids. The 1978 Indian Child Welfare Act requires Elfi to place children first with family members. If she can't find one, then she takes them to a Navajo foster family. If those homes are at capacity, then she can take kids to non-Navajo families off the reservation.
We just basically need more homes, and we need support to license these homes because the licensing procedure is lengthy.
Part of the problem with recruiting is funding. Last year, the tribe didn't receive federal funds for 3 months because of budget cuts to Health and Human Services. So foster parents had to dig in their own pockets to buy food and pay for gas. Elfi also asked for private donations.
I need some food for my families. They need clothing. You know, can you help pay for their electric bill?
The reason Elfi does what she does is she was once a foster kid herself. She knows how severe the need is.
We use the concept of even though they're not my blood relatives, I'm going to treat them like they are my family.
Foster mom Vallis Martinez lives by the same belief, and it's one she's helping her boyfriend Ronald Joe come to understand. Joe is new to foster care. He says when they first went out to a Navajo song and dance, he was caught up with what everyone else thought of him with all these kids.
And I was just shaking. And we sat down and I told her, people are staring at us. Then she told me, don't mind them.
In fact, whenever they're out, Martinez seizes the opportunity to recruit other parents to foster children. It's a hard sell because it takes an emotional toll. Joe has learned that the hard way. He helped Martinez with an infant, taught him to sit up, crawl, and just when he had learned to walk, the caseworker took him back to his family.
Man, I went down the drain. It was very hard. It was sometimes a dream of him.
Being a foster parent is a difficult role, but it's also an important one, and one the Navajo Nation needs more people like Joe and Martinez willing to take on. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.